And now the Hochi, right after that, Nofa Kolod, went out of voice that the Nof Nashad Rav Adam Rava. That's like Rav Adam Rava, that was Nifta. The Gemara says, on the start of the story is, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Anshiya. The one that really caused him to die was his last Meister. That was right before he died. And the Bible tells that he said such a lush like that, that he said, I'm waiting for his Oren to come here, I'm waiting for his coffin to come here. That was the Makam HaPatish. That was what caused him to be made. Now the Gemara says, if you had your wall right next to your friend's wall, so lo yitzlach lo yitzmach lo yitzlacher. So question means, if you want to build up a second wall, you're not allowed to build up the second wall. Elohim came here to command Dal Damis. You have to move away Dal Damis from the first one's wall. We'll see why. Again, if your friend has a wall at the end of his boundary, and now you want to build up a wall at the end of your boundary, you have to move in Dal Damis. And we'll soon see why. Yes, we didn't have yet what type of matrix this is, that you can't build up your wall next to your friend's wall. We'll soon see why. Now, hachalonis, what about the windows? Bein milmalam, whether you're making yours higher than your neighbor's. Bein milmatam, whether you're making your windows below your neighbor's windows. Bein chenegdim, whether you're exactly opposite your neighbor's windows, arbamis. You have to be 4 amas away. Whether it's 4 amas higher, 4 amas lower, or 4 amas away from your neighbor's window. Otherwise, he has the right to stop you from opening up that window. Now the Gemara says, mashma, that your first wall was okay, so if you build up a second wall, you can't build it up unless you're Dal Damas away. For the Gemara of the Kama Hechi Samach, how did you build up your first wall there? Om Rav Yehuda Hochi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That Abba Lismach, somebody that's coming out for the first time to build up his wall next to his friend's wall, is La Yismach, you're not allowed to build up your wall next to your friend's wall. Elim can hear Chak Mimenu Arbamas, unless you move away from your friend's wall from the boundary 4 amas. I'm assuming see why. 4 amas, you have to have space between the two walls. Maskiv La Rova, Rova is the question like this. Maskiv La Rova, Vami Shoya Kaisloi, Sonach Lakaisa Chaberakatani. Our Mishnah is Mashmat, that you already had your wall up. And it's saying if you want to put up a second wall, you can't do it. So you can't tell me now we're talking about building the first wall. It says clearly in the Mishnah that me show you kaisloi somach lekaisachaderai. If you already had your wall next to your friend's wall, so what's shown the Mishnah then? How did you put your first wall near your friend's wall? The Gemara says like this. Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this. Hochi ketoni. This is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. That me show you kaisloi somach. Somebody had it the way he was supposed to. He had his wall away, Dal Damis, from his friend's wall. Vinofal, and now your wall fell down, and you want to rebuild it. So the Mishnah is telling us that lo yismach lo kaisal achar. You're not allowed to rebuild your wall. Elim kem hirchus mimeno Dal Damis, unless you're Dal Damis away. Rashi says vinofal lo yismach mizlo yekavenu letzad kaisal averoi. As even though your first wall will build up 4 amas away, so don't think Stam it happened to be that way. But now that it falls down, I can rebuild it even closer. Kamashmala, no, there's a reason why it was away 4 amas. That you always have to keep your wall away 4 amas from your friend's wall. And my time, what's the reason? The davsha the hocha, my lila hosam. Davsha means the trampling that people step and walk are near the wall. That like keeps the ground tight. And that keeps the wall in good shape. That keeps the foundation tight. Therefore, you're not allowed to have one wall right next to another wall that people won't walk in between. Because if people don't walk in between the walls, the ground becomes soft and it'll ruin the foundation. The way to keep a strong foundation is to make sure people walk near the walls, on the side of the wall. So by walking down on the ground, you'll press down on the ground, you'll make it tight and firm, that will keep the walls up. That's called the Dav Shadokha Maile Lahosam. The walking over here is good for the wall. Rashi says, Masha Doshin Beregel, that the people trample, Dein Shnei Haktolim, between the two walls, Talmud always, Moyel Shnei Haktolim, that's good for both walls. Lahakshas Kakiyas Yisaydois Haktolim, to make the foundations of the wall strong. V'lo Yimaitu, it won't move. Therefore, you're not going to put up your wall within Dal Damis, because you're going to be a Mazik, you're going to cause the other one's wall to become weak. Omar Rav, Rav said, Lo Ishana, this was only learned Ela Kaisal Gina. only if it's a wall next to a gina garden. Rashi says, Mitoich shein doshin haisim ibifnim, since you don't walk so much inside the garden, therefore tzricha dishim ibifachutz, therefore outside the wall, at least there, there should be daladamas open, that people can walk through there. Avul kaisach chotzer, but if it's a kaisel in the courtyard, so, and that people walk inside the courtyard, if so, and bo listemach seimach, if your neighbor wants to build up his wall right opposite your wall, he has a right to. Even though people won't walk between the two walls, but so what? People will walk inside the chotzer, and that's enough to keep the foundation strong. Rabbi Yeshia says, no. Echot kaisel gino, v'yechot kaisel chotzer, in both cases, whether your friend has a wall next to his garden, whether he has a wall next to his courtyard. In Bolismach, if you're coming out to build up your wall next to his wall, and you have no right to make it close, you have to wait, Daldam. Oh, my Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanino, for let's look at there's no machlekes over here. Hov ir Yeshono, hov ir Chadosho. One is talking about a new city, one is talking about an old city. So Rashi learns, ir Chadosho, new city, Shadayin Lani Doisho, that people didn't trample so much on the ground, they didn't make the ground that firm yet. Even though it's a courtyard, still you have to walk on both sides of the kaisel. So even on the outside, you can't come close within Daldam. That's how we say only gina b'chotzer is mutter. That's by old city. An old city, the ground was already pressed down, used already, therefore it's already firm. Now you're allowed to build up a second wall right next to the first one. Tanan, learn like this. It says in our Mishnah, hachaloinois. When you want to open up your window next to your friend's window, so bein milmalon, whether you're making yours a little bit higher than the first one's window. Bein milmatan, whether you're making your window a little bit lower than your neighbor's window. Bein mikinegdom, whether it's just opposite your friend's window. Arbams, you have to be mazal, you have to go away, daldams. Now, but Tony Allah would learn like this. Milmalon, how come if you make your window higher than his, it has to be higher, daldams? You should not stand in your window and look down if it was doing it him. Therefore, you have to be up 4 amos. Rashi said, "Sorakli agbiya shir." You have to make your window higher than your neighbor's window enough shir. Shlo yotzis v'yishana akoisloi. So when you're stand sitting leaning on your wall, you shouldn't look down to see into your friend. Not that you're making windows. Your friend has a house and he has windows there. Now you're making your wall. So you have to make your wall high enough, higher than Daldamas of his window, in order that when you're sitting on the top of your wall, you should not look down into his window. That's why your wall has to be above his window, Daldamas. Now, Milamaton, how come it has to be below? If your wall is lower than his window, you have to make sure it's below Daldamas from his window. Milamaton, that you should not stand up on your wall and look into his window. Therefore, you have to make sure your wall ends less than 4 amos from his window. Only kinegdon, if you want to build up your wall right opposite his window, you have to move your wall away, in order that you should not darken his window, in order that the light should come in. And the question is, what's the reason why you can't build your wall next to your neighbor's window? Is only because you're making it dark. You're stopping the light from coming in. But l'chura, it's not like our Mishnah. Just time that people should be able to trot and walk in between the two walls, that's no problem. Like, how could you make your wall next to your friend's wall? You're ruining. You're not going to be able to walk in between the walls. Our Mishnah's mashma, whether there's your window, no window, don't make a difference. You always have to move away the Aldamas. So we're going to talk about my Askinon, the boom and outside. We're talking about you building your wall now on the side, on an angle. Therefore, there still be plenty of room for people to walk there. So therefore, if it wouldn't be for the score of Yafil that you make in the dark, you'd be allowed to build your wall on an angle right next to his wall. Because people could still walk in between. It's only because you're going to darken it for him, that's why you can't put your wall within Daldamas of his window. Now the comma, how far is this? Rashi says, the comma, k'desh l'yafu l'tana d'braitza, l'yoyu shiurei. This Tana just says, you have to move it away, that you should not make it dark. He doesn't say how much of a shear is it. So how much do you have to move back in order that Yod wall should not make darkness into his window. So Yeiba Chamua di Ashin Banidbuch, he was the father-in-law of Ashin Banidbuch, said over Mishmei, the Rav name of Rav, Kamole Rochav Chalain, the width of a window, that's how much you have to go away. For the Gemara, if that's all you have to go away from your wall, from his window, Balai makes it. If so, you could stand up on your wall and look into his window then. Rashi says, keep on the stomach, since it's close, you're within Daladamas from him, even though you pick it up, so what? If you're so close next to his window, still you could look in. We're talking about the top of your wall, you make slanty. Therefore, you're not going to sit on top of your wall. It's not a place to sit. Rashi says, you make the top of your wall mud run slanty. Therefore, even though it's close by, he won't be able to sit there to look into your window. We learned you always have to have the wall away from the window for Amis. And the moral Akasha, Kan Meruachachas, Kan Mishtei Ruchas. Rashi says, Mishtei Ruchas on two sides, Shnei Solom, Zde Kenegit, Zde Mishnei Tzidech Eloin, then you have to go away four Amis. But when it's only on one side of the window, when the wall is on an angle, and it's only near one side of the window, not near both sides of the window, then it's enough just to be away, Molei Chaloin, the width of a window, you do not have to go back four Amis. So Shema, come and bring another proof. It says, V'yesakoysel menamaschilo daladam. Somebody has a gutter, a maschilo where the water is running down from the gutter, so you have to put your koysel away from that daladam. That the person should be able to put his ladder down, but to get up to his gutter there. So, Taima, what's the reason why you can't put your wall next to your friend's wall? Mishum sulam. Only because your friend wants to, like, put down a ladder there. Ava mishum darshaloi. But just on the fact that you can stop people from walking in between the two walls, that would not bother us. So it's not like our Mishnah. So Mar says, I'll tell you, Hocha b'may askin, and over here we're talking about the maschila mishapas. We're talking about right now that this maschila, this gutter, is on a slant. The imishum davshev, it's only a problem of people walking next to it to keep the foundation firm. Hocha'oz libiyosi tusayu, you can walk underneath it. People can still walk underneath it. Rashi says, "Maschilu mishapas" means "shetikra sagag mishapas." Your roof coming out is slanty. The yosef alam and kresa goes further out from the wall. So, in other words, from one wall to another wall, there's more than daldamis. Because, like the gut of the roof comes way far out over the wall. So, therefore, you can't build up your wall next to the maschilu, which really that's very far away from the wall. Daldamis is no problem. It's only a new problem. You can't make your wall too close to his maschila because he has to be able to use to put his ladder there. So because of the ladder, he has to move back. He has to move back. Daladamas. All right, turn over.
They don't look in.
Now the Mishnah says, Marchikin et ha-sulim min ha-shevich. You have to put away a ladder from somebody's shevich. That's like his chicken coop. He has chickens, he has birds there. So if your neighbor has like a birdhouse there, you can't put your ladder next to it. Arabamas, you have to move it away, Daladamas. Kidei shalai tikpoi tanamiya. In order that a leopard, should not jump up and go onto the wall, or go into the birdhouse. So you have to always make sure your ladder is away. Rashi, like, yimyesh lezeh shoveh v'chaseroi. Some of the chaseh shoveh shtekateris. If one person has his birdhouse near the wall, which is between the two chaserets. So the other one, on the other chaser, when he wants to put a ladder up on his wall, he has to make sure it's away daladamis from the birdhouse. In order that this nemiya should not jump up the ladder and go and kill the pigeons. Then, you have to make sure your wall is far away from your neighbor's gutter, of his roof where the water is running down, daladamis. Kadesh ye zekev es asulim. That your neighbor should have a place to put a ladder there. He needs daladamas where to place the ladder in order to go up like to fix the gutter. Now the Gemara says, Lema masvisa in the like Reb Yosi. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Yosi. Why, dear Reb Yosi, because of course Reb Yosi, Homer Reb Yosi says, lab later, that zeh choyfe b'tayah shaloi. This one has a right to dig in his own property. Vezeh noteh b'tayah shaloi. one person has a boar and the next one wants to plant a tree, he's allowed to plant his tree even though it's near the first one's boar. He doesn't have to move back 25 amos. Why? Because you're doing what you want in your rishus. So it's not like our Mishnah. Mishnah says that you can't do what you want in your rishus. You can't put your ladder next to the wall since it's near your friend's birdhouse. It may harm it. Either clearly you're putting a ladder in your rishus. Sumer says no. Even if you want to stand with your other question of Yesi. When I was by Rav Kano, Heavy Omar, he said like this, that you should know, Rabbi Yosi agrees, the Giridi day. So whenever you're doing a mazik in your rishut, that like shoots out arrows, then it's also to do it. He only said, you're allowed to plant a tree in your rishut. Even though by itself, later on, the roots will grow and ruin his boar, but that's not called your arrows. That happens by itself. But something that right away, as soon as you do it, damage comes out right away, then you're not allowed to even do it in your rishus, because it's called gira d'day, it's like your arrow. So hokin I'm here also. If you're going to put up this ladder right on the wall, right next to your friend's birdhouse, zimnin sometimes, the bahadi demonachle, the same time that you're going to put down this ladder, yasven bochur v'kofsa, that somebody's going to jump up and kill the birds. So therefore, that's called like your delay. It's called like your arrows. Like b'shasma, as soon as you put down Yisulim, right away he's going to jump and kill the birds. So Gemara, so what? Vokramhu, still not called your nizik. It's only, you only caused it. Sure, it happens right away. But it's only called the grama. You're not killing the birds. You're only putting the ladder here, letting somebody come up and jump and kill the birds. You're only helping, but you're not doing the actual damage. So Rashi says, even though he holds maybe a potter from paying, but also ligroin, but it's nisa to do it. See, when you want to put up this ladder, you're causing the damage to your friend. So your friend should be able to stop you. And don't forget, his avimina is grom is mutter. So Gemara answers, or over Rav Tuvia Bar Masna, so here we have a